How did you get involved in making this film? Because it's important, isn't it?
Yeah, it is important. Audrey Coyota Stewart, she is a Lower Southern Aranda and Wangangaru woman from Oodnadatta, and she has been recording her language with a linguist called Celeste Humphreys. And I'd worked with Celeste in a small community in Southeast Arnhem Land before, and Audrey wanted to make a short film documenting her country and some of her language. She's the last speaker of Lower Southern Aranda. She's the last speaker of that language. So she wanted to document that. And yeah, Celeste asked if I would work with them on that.
Are you a filmmaker by trade?
No, but I had done two short films in another highly endangered language, Wagalak. So I've been working as a stills photographer and a musician about probably 6 or 7 years ago now. I went out to Mukur, which is the remote community that I mentioned, to visit another linguist friend, Salome Harris. And I took my camera with me just to take some photos if anyone wanted. And we ended up traveling out to another community. There are 9 languages in that community. And we documented a couple of those. So I just used my stills camera for that and then ended up working with community up there to make a short film, which turned into another short film and then this short film.
It's a collaboration, isn't it? A making of this type of film. Audrey wants you to make this film. She's asked you to, but she has quite clear ideas about what it is that she wants to get across, doesn't she?
Oh yeah, of course, absolutely. I'm there with a camera, to document what she wants to do. Like I say, she's the last speaker of her language, and she's 73 years old. She wants to get that down for her family and for anyone who's interested as well.
I mean, we go up to country and it's quite a different experience because what you're doing is taking people, from as far-flung places who are unacquainted with the lands. And we're being privileged, really, to be introduced to understanding what's significant. It's an unusual film because it's not a film with a beginning, a middle, and an end, because it's not that sort of a film. What it is a film that is actually almost alive with all the potential and possibilities that we're completely unaware of as people who are not part of her culture. I mean, that's
Yeah.
how I experienced that film.
Yeah, I think that's a really beautiful way of putting it too. And like I say, I've gone out with the camera to do whatever whatever is required of me. It didn't, as you say, it doesn't have a beginning, a middle, and an end. It was really a case of we're going out to document what Audrey wants to show. So it didn't really have a narrative in that sense. And it was a bit tricky because, I mean, you drive into Oodnadatta and there's the sign at the start that says Australia's hottest, driest town. And we just got smashed with crazy rain and insane weather. So it was really a case of darting out to places as we could and filming while we were there.
This is an interesting space for you because you're not of her culture, and this is a very big privilege, isn't it? Tell me about that.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a huge privilege. I guess for reference, the two short films that I'd worked in up in Ngukurr were working with Wagalak, a group of Wagalak men, and I'd got to know them before we even thought about making a film. And so I knew them, I knew something about the culture, I'd been learning the language. And so and even I mean it, but to go out to their country and to experience that and to be given that opportunity is a massive, yeah, it is a massive privilege, which also I guess feels for me like a sense, the weight of trying to get across what they want to get across. We went out with Richie, who's Audrey's nephew. The people that I'd worked with on their country, I was familiar with them. I was kind, familiar with the culture. Whereas this time, this was an entirely different thing. So I'd worked with Celeste the linguist, but and I knew about Audrey, and she had spent a lot of time with Audrey and is friends with her, with Koyada. She has two names.
Gerda, yeah. I just didn't want
And
to say it incorrectly.
yeah, so I was not familiar with her culture at all, or her language, or her as a person, really. And it's so vastly different to what, I'd encountered up north. And that's something that, I think that a lot of us white fellas don't really know about, is the richness of culture and of languages in this country. That, I mean, they are different countries. It's like going to Spain versus Iceland. They are different countries. They have their own culture and languages. I think there's so much wrapped up in, the various cultures of Australia as well. I mean, I'm a massive language nerd. I love languages. I've always loved languages. Wherever I've been in the world, I've always tried to at least learn a handful of phrases, because you just learn and you feel so much about a culture, I think, or about a people from the language itself. And it's just manners aside from anything. And so I did the same thing when I went out to visit a language friend up in Southeast Arnhem Land. And that, I mean, that really is what set me on the path of making films. First, it was documenting some language, because I think, the language centre were recording audio, but they weren't doing video. So I, had my stills camera and just used that. This film, now Koyaanisqatsi Country, is the first of the three shorts that I've made that was actually filmed on a camera dedicated to cinema, not to stills photography. So
So, how did it get into the Melbourne Documentary Film Festival?
I entered it. Yeah, it's like I say, it was made for Koyaada and for her family, and to document that for her. But as I was editing it, I was thinking, like you say, a lot of us, I guess a lot of people making documentary are doing it because we're passionate about the topic that we're filming. And so, I'll talk anyone's face off about languages and how, the dire situation that they face in Australia. And so I thought, and it had popped up somewhere that the entries were closing for Melbourne Documentary Film Festival, and I live in Melbourne, and I thought, why not give it a crack? And it got in. So we're really, really chuffed. Obviously, it's a great festival. And Koyaada herself and Richie, her nephew, who's in the film, they are coming over for the film festival. And Celeste, who's the linguist and producer, is coming down from Darwin as well. So we're getting the band back together.